hoping it doesn't record over. We'll see. Okay, so we're back on here. So you're in Vietnam, and you're there for 1 year.
Right.
And you come back.
Excuse me.
Sure. And you come back from Vietnam.
Right.
And how much longer are you in the Air Force?
I was discharged upon my return.
Oh, okay. So you were in maybe 6 years then.
Actually 7.
Okay. And
counting 2 years of which was college, which was
great. Yeah. So what did you think about your experience in the service?
I was actually very grateful for the opportunity to go over to Vietnam and make some of the friends I did. There's one guy who I used to room with who lives in Dallas now, and thanks to the wonderful world of the internet, I get frequent emails from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still in touch. And when I was in Vietnam, unlike the poor guys who are out there sloshing through the jungle.
Up country,
right?
Or in country.
Yeah. We were supposed to have 2 weeks out of country.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 week vacation and 1 week rest and recuperate. Well, as it turns out, shortly after I got there was a seminar in Thailand, in Bangkok, and my boss in Vietnam took maybe 5 of us to go to this official seminar. So I got to see Bangkok, about 5 days there. And then when I was on an audit one time, I ran into a good friend of mine from Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, we're going to Taiwan for a couple of days. And you want to go with us? And I said, all right. I laughed. But the next morning, I called my boss. And I had a trainee with me on the audit. And the boss asked me, can Bill handle the audit while you're gone? And I said, yes. And he said, well, sounds great to me. And he said, by the way, this will not count against your vacation.
Sounds like you had a good boss.
Oh, he was excellent. So I got to see Taiwan, part of Taiwan. During the year, as part of my vacation, I went to Hawaii, met my mother and my brother, and spent almost a week there with them.
Great.
And for R&R, I was in Hong Kong. So when I look back, I think, in 1 year, I was out of Vietnam 4 times,
mm-hmm.
which is very unusual.
Yeah.
Very unusual. It's just one of those experiences in life,
mm-hmm.
that, it stands out as something very memorable.
Well, thank you for serving our country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it very admirable, so.
Well, thank you, but, I always, even Jan laughed at me when she said, I was just an auditor, and I said, I might have got shot at a couple of times.
Doesn't matter.
She says, oh, you guys, right, you're always pointing down. Right? But really, it's not like I feel inadequate because we had our mission right.
That's right.
I didn't have control over what the auditors did or where they went.
Mm-hmm.
But in comparison to the poor guys, forward air controllers, guys flying helicopters around, and gunships, and all of that.
Everybody had their job, though.
Yeah.
So when you got out of the service, how was the experience coming back to civilian life?
As far as a job, it was tough. Mainly, I think, probably because what I chose to do was return to Merced, California, which at the time was a very small town. It was probably under 30,000 people. And I had good friends there, because I'd lived in Merced, you know, while I was based at Castle Air Force Base. I lived off base, met a lot of people. So I wound up, you know, this is after a life where everything was taken care of for you.
You know,
your housing allowance and your food and everything. Now I was in a place where I wound up doing some substitute teaching, because I didn't need a teaching credential, but I had a degree. That was enough for substitute teaching. And then a friend of mine hooked me up with her father, who had a cotton farm. So I worked for about a week with him, driving a tractor, planting cotton, right? And then eventually I was referred to a auditing firm and got a job as an auditor, and the pay was just atrocious.
Really?
Right. And but through people I met, I eventually wound up working for a county hospital in accounting. So by then things were, but it took about a year before I really was comfortable with what I was earning.
Did you ever think of going back in the Air Force? Did you say, oh my gosh?
Actually, I did. I made the effort to stay in the reserves, you know, active reserve, but they didn't have anything in, I forget the term they use, but you know, you have a code that identifies you as an auditor.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything anywhere near that I could go, so I dropped that. But I did, shortly after I got back, I applied to be an auditor with Department of Defense in Vietnam.
Really?
And while I was working at this accounting firm in Merced, couple of guys came around, they were asking my boss questions about what kind of person I was, etc. So, and then that was a time when Nixon put a moratorium on hiring any more federal workers. Right? So, time goes by and I start working at a hospital, it's a pretty good job. I get a call. Oh, we have great news for you from the Department of Defense. We'll have you in Washington, D.C. for training. We'll have you there 2 weeks, in 2 weeks. And you spend 2 weeks there in D.C., and then we'll have you back in Vietnam by January. And I said, oh, forget it.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, but I said, I'm re-Americanized now.
You were comfortable. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really that I can think of. It's pretty well hit some basics here.
It was great talking to you.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
But best of all, it was great meeting you.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Okay, and I will figure out how to turn this off.
Yeah, good luck with that.